Welcome to this episode of the Pharmaceutical Executive Podcast. I'm Don Tracy, Associate Editor of PE. On this week's episode, I speak with Shub Goyal, Head of Immuno-Oncology and Gastrointestinal Tumors, U.S. Oncology Business Unit, AstraZeneca. Shub and I discuss the findings of the Niagara trial in bladder cancer and the significance of the 5-year overall survival data from the Himalaya trial, particularly the long-term effects of the STRIDE regimen for unresectable liver cancer and much more. Now, here's Shub.
First, are there any findings from the Niagara trial regarding mechanisms of resistance to immunotherapies in bladder cancer? And how might these inform future combination strategies?
Yeah, so I think maybe I'll just put the Niagara trial into a little bit of context first, if that's okay. We're super excited, in terms of announcing these results from the Niagara trial. This is the first study in the perioperative setting for muscle-invasive bladder cancer to have read out, and was looking at Imfinzi in combination with standard chemotherapy in the neoadjuvant setting, followed by standard cystectomy, I can never say that word, or surgery, followed by adjuvant therapy, and so with Imfinzi as a monotherapy. And so I think, when it comes to sort of just thinking about patient selection, I think the most important thing to note is this was with patients that were cisplatin eligible, and that's based on obviously kind of being able to combine with chemotherapy. I'm not aware of any other biomarkers at this stage that we looked at. That might be something we have to go back and look at or the clinical team is still looking at. However, I think what's really interesting about this study is the fact that, Imfinzi demonstrated improvement in all endpoints, including PCR, event-free survival, and overall survival at this first interim readout. So really exciting to see all three endpoints read out here. And, I don't know if you want me to recap the endpoints really quickly, but, really, I think an improvement of PCR rates from 27% to 37%. So, a nice improvement in PCR, and then statistically significant EFS and OS.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you getting down to the specifics of it. So switching gears just a little bit, what are key factors in selecting patients with MIBC for therapy with Imfinzi, and how do biomarkers or other clinical factors influence these decisions?
So really, I think this is, I'm not aware of a specific biomarkers that might influence that decision necessarily. I do think patient selection is a little bit of a physician by physician determination based on, the patient that's in front of them and whether they believe that, it's truly muscle invasive and they're able to, adequately get in and remove the tumor. So, cisplatin eligibility is really kind of usually based on performance status and other things, as opposed to a sort of specific biomarker.
Awesome. Thank you. So next, could you provide insights into the significance of the 5-year survival data from the Himalaya trial, particularly the long-term efficacy of STRIDE regimen for unresectable liver cancer?
Look, I think what's really exciting for Himalaya is, this is the first time in first-line unresectable HCC that we're even having a conversation around the hope for 5-year survival. And so I think, reaching that milestone at this point, we know the 5-year milestone is an important concept across multiple tumor areas. And to really have data at this milestone in this setting, I think has been really remarkable. So again, we showed with the STRIDE regimen, which is a single dose of Imjudo, followed in combination with ongoing Imfinzi, really demonstrated sustained clinically meaningful overall survival versus, sorafenib for those patients that had first line HCC. Most importantly, the 5-year survival rate was 19.6% or 20% versus 10% or 9.4% with sorafenib. So a doubling of the survival at 5 years with a hazard ratio of 0.76. So, I think The other important data to remember with STRIDE is about, I think sometime last year, we also presented liver function data when we presented the four-year OS, and we showed that there was no deterioration in liver function according to ALBI scores. And if you think about HCC, you know, when you think about the treating physicians, liver cancer is really two different diseases kind of brought into one, right? It's kind of liver function and really thinking about like making sure that patients have ongoing preserved liver function. And also then, you know, the physician has to think about, the tumor, treating the tumor and really declining, like reducing the impact of that cancer. So two things they're thinking about at once. So now with the STRIDE regimen, we for the first time have a regimen that is showing us both, that is showing us the hope for patients to get out to 5 years in terms of survival, and is also showing that there is a preservation of liver function. So there isn't continued deterioration of the liver. And that's really, when you think about hepatologists and oncologists working together, those are the two pieces of information that they're really looking for in a regimen.
Right, perfect. So were there any specific patient subgroups in the Himalaya trial that appeared to benefit more than the STRIDE regimen, you know, such as those with specific biomarkers or underlying liver conditions?
No, we've really found across all of our readouts consistency in our results across all, you know, all patient subtypes. No specific differences across patients. I think it's also important when we think about the real world that there are multiple different types of patients out there in terms of tumor burden, again, the liver state, as well as quality of life issues and other things. And we're really finding that, you know, STRIDE offers kind of what we call a trifecta of efficacy as well as convenience and safety and tolerability that allow for those treatment choices in a broad range of patients.
So for liver cancer patients who have not received prior systemic therapy, you know, how would you say the Himalaya trial's findings, you know, influence the treatment landscape, and how could this regimen become a new standard of care?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's really great to see STRIDE is a standard of care today. In terms of patients with first-line HCC, we're seeing ongoing uptake and trial of the regimen since its approval in 2022. I think having an agent that, or a regimen that really for the first time, you know, gives you the opportunity to have a conversation with patients around potential to be alive at 5 years is really different and differentiating. And so, we expect that, you know, this will continue to be a conversation with the appropriate patients in terms of choices, but STRIDE is really demonstrating what dual IO can do in terms of elongating the tail and sort of hopefully, prolonging survival for more patients.
Perfect. And so lastly, you know, how would you say AstraZeneca is working to redefine standard of care for patients with, you know, bladder and liver cancers?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I think, you know, I could answer it in a couple of ways. And so bear with me for a second. I think, you know, as we think about the evolution of immunotherapy, I feel like we're at a new pivot point in terms of understanding Imfinzi in particular more, as we think about the number of readouts that we have had over the last year. And, you know, if I just total it up in total, Imfinzi now has 12 positive readouts, 7 indications across 5 different disease areas. What that means is we're really beginning to learn more and more about what Imfinzi can do. In the late stage, we're seeing that we're really kind of seeing this consistency in long-term survival, right? So we started with the Pacific regimen where we set milestone with 5-year OS for unresectable stage 3 lung cancer patients. Earlier this year, we read out 3-year OS for BTC, biliary tract tumors, where again, there's a high unmet medical need, and similar to HCC, you know, that is a new milestone for patients with cholangiocarcinoma and gallbladder cancers. And now we are also seeing 5-year OS with Himalaya. So this continual extension of the tail, if you like, in terms of hope for long-term survival for patients in these advanced settings is something that we are continuing to see with Imfinzi. If I pivot over to Niagara, the other evolution we've seen, this year and over the last couple of years is really kind of, you know, a shift in expectations in early stage disease. So again, we started with Pacific in terms of early stage lung cancer with stage 3 unresectable non-small cell lung cancer, and those new milestones that we talked about. Earlier this year, we had approval for Aegean in the perioperative non-small cell lung cancer space, really showing a benefit across EFS as well as PCR and DFS. We also at ASCO read out the Adriatic study, which was the unresectable or limited stage small cell lung cancer. So a very similar setting as Pacific, with the addition of durvalumab after CCRT for patients with early stage small cell lung cancer, where we also saw an improvement in overall survival. And now we are seeing Niagara read out in the perioperative disease setting with muscle-invasive bladder cancer. Not to mention that we have also seen readouts from Matterhorn, which is in the gastric and gastroesophageal junction cancers, where we have seen PCR and we await EFS. And we had very exciting data from NeoCOAST-2 at ESMO, which was building upon the Aegean backbone in resectable non-small cell lung cancer with the addition of novel therapies in either the adjuvant setting or the neoadjuvant setting. So all of that to say that we continue to see really exciting developments in early stage disease with the potential to continue to improve patient outcomes. And really that's so important when we're talking about early stage and potentially curative intent settings. The last thing I'll say also is we are also really excited about the pace of our IO portfolio and setting the scene for the future wave. We had interesting data, early data, but interesting data recently read out from our two bispecifics, volrustomig, which is our PD-1 CTLA-4 bispecific, and rivalgustomig, which is our PD-1 TIGIT bispecific, both showing really encouraging data in early studies. And so for us, that really, allows us to focus on the future as well and continuing to prove on outcomes that we're seeing with Imfinzi with addition of novel agents in both the early and late stage disease settings.
Excellent. Thank you for, going more in depth on that final answer. It was great. That's all I have, unless there's anything you'd like to add.
I think, we're really excited about our momentum in general. As you know, at AstraZeneca, we have a bold ambition to eliminate cancer as a cause of death. We're seeing momentum across our entire portfolio. At every meeting, we have more and more readouts. And so, it makes us really excited in terms of getting one step closer to that goal. For IO, our ambition and our momentum is accelerating. We have seen, really exciting readouts this year, including, as we talked about, Niagara and the Himalaya 5-year OS at ESMO. So, more to come, but I think, definitely on a new wave of immuno-oncology and what we can achieve for patients.
Excellent. Thank you so much again for your time.
All right, thank you.